it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, all of this week here on Morning Focus, our producer Fiona McGarry has been spearheading an investigation into the issue of youth crime here in Clare. She's been looking in particular at the work of the Gardaí involved in what's known as the Gardaí Youth Diversion Programme in this county, a scheme by which young offenders can avoid the courts and the possibility of a criminal conviction. It also works to keep under-18s out of crime into the future. Fiona is back with us in studio this morning. Fiona, remind us of some of what we've heard so far, I suppose, and who you've been speaking with.
Yes, Gavin. Well, we heard first from one of the county's two juvenile liaison officers who works with kids who've been recommended for a caution. Now, under the law, it is, as you said, it's mandatory that children would be considered for a caution in the first instance rather than going straight to court. Trace Flannery, the JLO, will often then refer kids who are involved in crime to one of the county's two Gardaí Youth Projects, which are run in conjunction with Clare Youth Service. Now, we spoke with Brian McManus, who oversees that work, and also spoke to a mother and her son who benefited tremendously from the project. Today, we're going to hear from another young person who's taken part. Her name is Bronwyn. She got into trouble with the law after she was bullied and decided that she was going to take matters into her own hands, as she describes it herself, and to retaliate. Now, in this piece, she tells us about how she made a new life for herself with the support of the project and her youth worker, Valerie Hogan. Part of the process for Bronwyn involved continuing her education actually at home, because the school setting was no longer able really to cope with the issues that Bronwyn was having. She also availed of respite foster care, which was put in place with the support of a social worker. And Bronwyn begins here, Gavin, by telling me what life was like for her just before she got arrested.
And I started getting in trouble when I was in high school. Life was horrible. I was being bullied in school. The school didn't do anything about it. I took matters into my own hands with my older brother. Then I got involved in the wrong crowd, made me do the wrong things, and I ended up getting arrested. It wasn't the proudest of moments.
What was it like to be arrested, Bronwyn? You said you didn't feel particularly proud. Was it a frightening thing?
It was and it wasn't. I was frightened in case my parents found out, but then I thought I was, you know, the big I am. Oh, I got arrested. They can't really do much to me. I'm under 18, but they could. Yeah.
And then you came into contact with Valerie and the youth diversion team. How did you feel about it initially?
At first, I didn't want to be a part of the program. I did everything in my power to ignore Valerie, ignore everyone else, ignore when she came and visited me. And then eventually I gave in. And I didn't fancy going to juvie or prison either. So
when the options were put out in front of you, Bron, when you had the option for home tuition, how did you feel about that?
I didn't want to do it at first because I didn't like education. I felt like when I was in school, I felt stupid. So I thought, well, there's no point doing home tuition. I'm never going to learn anything. But boy, was I wrong. Eventually, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a good feeling achieving instead of, you know, not succeeding at things.
And were there other training and support that Valerie was able to put in place for you?
Yeah. Valerie and I did a lot over the years on that program. So once a week, Valerie and I would meet up for a chat, for lunch or whatever. We'd go through things. We'd set myself goals. Like, I had a goal of stop smoking as much. That worked. I had a goal on how to control my anger. To this day, that still works. My self-esteem has improved ever since meeting with Valerie. You know, I still get nervous, but I don't get as nervous because of what Valerie taught me. So, yeah.
And Bronwyn, you also told me that for a while before your arrest, you had been mixing with the wrong kind of people. Were they still in your life, or did you cut them off completely?
At the beginning, they were still in my life. And as Valerie and I grew closer and I started enjoying the program, and I just cut ties with them.
Was that a hard thing to do?
It was and it wasn't, because I thought they were my friends, but really they weren't. Mm-hmm. So at the end, it became quite an easy thing to do.
So Valerie's told me that she also organised respite and you would go for a break to a foster family. Tell me about that experience. Was that a hard thing to do, to go into a stranger's house?
At first it was. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like it. I tried everything in my power to not go. I would ignore Valerie and the social worker and the foster family when they came in. I'd go outside. I'd be aggressive towards them, rude. But then eventually, I started enjoying it because then I had something to look forward to. I had something to, think to myself, if I was having a bad day, I'm getting out of town for a while. It's kind of nice. Eventually, I started liking it after I was being a pain in the butt.
And when you look back at the time, I know you said you can understand now that you were a pain in the butt, but how did you feel yourself? Was that coming from a kind of a fear or an anxiety about the situation?
Fear and anxiety, because I don't mix well with new people. It takes me a long time. Mm-hmm. But then Valerie kind of whipped me into shape a bit.
And how did she do that?
She told me I need to stop overreacting. I need to calm down. I need to give it a go. If I don't like it, they'll find me a new foster family, like respite family. And I ended up going, and I ended up falling in love with them.
What was it about them, Bronwyn?
Well, the foster mum I had, she was really nice. And I mean, they tried to set me up with someone who was like Calm and Collective and had animals, because like that's my passion. Mm-hmm. She had two dogs and two cats, so I was kind of in my element when I went there. Mm-hmm. I was never in the house.
And also, Bronwyn, you continued in education and you went for the Leaving Cert Applied.
Yeah, I went for the Leaving Cert Applied, and then when that started, I moved. I moved over to here to England.
When you were studying, that was within the Clare Youth Service. How did you find Clare Youth Service?
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I knew all the tutors. I could have a laugh with them, or if I had a problem, they'd know about it. And if I started getting really upset or angry about something, I knew exactly where I could find Valerie. And even when I was there, Valerie and I would still talk. So I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed my time there. A little time it was, but you know.
And I understand you also got to do some work experience as well.
I did. Valerie set me up with Cahir Cos in Tulla, a veterinary clinic. Oh, I loved it.
And why? What was it about that experience?
I got to do what I've always wanted to do, work with animals.
And what is it about that work that you enjoy so much?
It's just been, ever since I was a kid, I've always just wanted to work with animals. I always thought to myself I'd work in a zoo, which I have now, but to me, it was like a nice experience and it gave me something to do. It kept me away from going into Ennis and getting into trouble. And I mean, I just learned a lot of new things. I got to watch operations that went on. I got to learn how to do TB tests on cattle. I got a face full of manure, but I got Valerie to yank me out of bed at like 6:30 in the morning, which was not fun.
And did you surprise yourself again? Because that sounds like a completely different life, Bronwyn, to the one that you would have had before you got in touch with the Youth Diversion Programme.
Yeah. Like my life, when I started the programme, my life started changing slowly. Mm-hmm. It wasn't any like drastic changes. And then eventually, I loved waking up. I surprised myself because I'd never wake up early for anything. I used to always sleep in until like 2-3 in the afternoon. Except for once when Valerie had to come into my bedroom, but after that, I quickly got up. But I used to always wake up early, go do my work experience. I used to stay on extra if I wanted to. I just thoroughly enjoyed it.
And I understand that you also continued your education into third level in college. Tell us about that, Bronwyn.
So when I moved here, I started looking around at colleges, and I kind of hit a low point because I didn't think I would find a college that suited me. So I found a agricultural college here and I applied thinking, I'll give it a shot. I don't think I'll get in. Boy, was I wrong. So I started in 2013 and I finished last year. think it was, 2 years ago, whatever. But yeah, I came out with one of the highest grades you can achieve, which is a distinction.
And you enjoyed the course?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. There were some massive blows during it, which I spoke to Valerie about. If anything happened, I would, you know, just drop Valerie, you know, a message and she'd reply as soon as she could. And if Valerie wasn't there to give me support, I would have dropped out of college because a family member got very, very ill, and I coped with it. I just had to go back to the strategies that Valerie gave me in the past to be able to.
And you found that they worked, Bronwyn, in the real world when you were on your own and away from Valerie?
Yeah, they did.
So tell us about what life is like today.
Very hectic. So since finishing college, I've started working in care. Not you know, not as a forever thing, as in get myself experience. So life today is I just wake up, go to work, look after the residents, and then come home, and then do things like with my mom and my dad. I don't get involved with any wrong crowds. And I can spot someone really dodgy from a mile away. But yeah, life today compared to back then is pretty damn good.
If you hadn't come in contact, Bronwyn, with the Youth Diversion Programme, do you ever think what your life might be like?
I'd be in prison.
And you have no hesitation saying that?
No. If I didn't meet Valerie when I did, I probably would have ended up in Limerick Prison or something.
You mentioned all of the things that you did with Valerie and with your social worker, Bronwyn. Is there one thing that you think made the biggest difference?
Valerie coming into my life. Valerie gave me the confidence that I needed. I met some other people like Valerie, and I couldn't seem to click with them at all. But there was something about Valerie. I mean, she never gave up. No matter how annoying and ratty I got towards her, she never gave up on me. And eventually it kind of showed me that, you know, this is someone I could actually use in my life. Because I did give Valerie a fair bit of abuse when I first joined the programme.
And did you feel she understood where that rattiness, as you've described it, where it was coming from?
Yeah. I think because Valerie was, well, she still is young. But she was young when we became a team, if you want to call it. But she knew exactly what I was going through. I guess that helped a lot. And the fact that, you know, she never gave up, no matter how annoying I got.
And Bronwyn, what would you say to somebody who might be going through the situation now that you have gone through in the past, somebody who has that anger and, you know, feels bullied at school and maybe feels that they need to take out that anger? What would you say to them about what they can do to change their lives?
Talk to someone, get help. Don't take it into your own hands, because you will regret it. Because you get kicked out of school and you think, oh damn, my life's over. Just my advice to anyone who ever gets in my situation is listen to the people who are around you trying to help, and accept the help, and talk to people when you need it the most. Otherwise, you're never going to succeed in life.
And that is Bronwyn, now living in the UK. She's turned her life around, as you heard there, with the support of the Gather Youth Project. And Clare, that interview with Clare FM's Fiona McGarry, who will conclude our special series on kids and crime in Clare tomorrow. We'll hear from the youth workers who support some of those young offenders.